going to talk now about engrams. What a person will do to escape his own engrams after having made them is one of the more wonderful studies. And so far as the mind is concerned, is the study of human behavior. Is the study of human behavior. Sounds funny, doesn't it? The whole idea of engrams is the idea of consequences of experience. Experience and its consequences. And the engram is the mechanism by which experience is confirmed, held in place, and continued. The first engram occurs when a person has ceased to trust his own judgment. When his judgment is no longer trustworthy, when he feels that he cannot depend upon himself to do anything, he then depends upon experience. And he conceives methods of self-punishment, which will thereafter guide him in the path of right. It works out very easily. Works out very easily. He's in a tube station. One of the signs says, "Eat biscuits." So he very carefully, standing there in the tube station, holding himself there, apparently waiting for a train. And all of a sudden, there's a big rush of people, and they push him off the edge of the platform. He falls down on the rails, and they drag him off the rails. They lay him out. And everybody says, stand back, don't get near him. And now he is totally devoted already to the cause of experience is my guardian, my flag, my staff. Experience will see me through. He's got an engram now, tells him what to do. Eat biscuits. Yes, experience, when it is put on automatic, as a teacher, ceases to be rational. Because it doesn't think, and that is something that most people don't quite perceive. Experience doesn't do any thinking. Experience is identification. We have the whole war, then, amongst three things, actually two extremes and one mean. Differentiation, similarity, and identification. We say identification, we say ordinarily A equals A equals A equals A. Everything in the A is A. You could also say identification is A equals B equals C equals D. Maybe a more apt statement. You could also say that all experience equals all past, equals all, equals future, equals me. You'd have just about that way. Equals, equals, equals. Judgment is selective drawing of similarities and depends for its accuracy upon the ability to differentiate. And when judgment drops out, identification drops in, hangs its hat up, and stays there from there on out. Falling off a platform onto the third rail equals eat biscuits. Why? Because when he was in a pain state, semi-conscious, eyelids barely open, the only thing he could see in all this was eat biscuits, this sign on the wall. You see, eat biscuits. And yet he can't ever quite get into the engram because somebody says, stand back, stand back. Stand back. Let him have some air. Do you want to kill him? Now, the funny part of it is, after that, he has to eat biscuits. But they always make him want to stand back. And he has stomach aches. Because, obviously, biscuits are trying to kill him. But he has to have biscuits, you see. The funny part of it is they taste like iron third rails. Yes, experience is a great teacher. Anytime we have a totality of identification, no similarity to amount to anything, and a total absence of differentiation, we have trouble, not experience. We have trouble.